always free parking in the building.
Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Alderman for Life, Don Brown, and we welcome you to another Saturday edition, a good Saturday edition. We have a very special guest, and a big shout out to Jason there in Madison. Jason, you can hear me okay? Fantastic. So our guest today is Lisa Saub, the candidate for mayor, taking on incumbent Sean Riley in the April election. Lisa also serves currently as the chair of the Landmark Commission. And her husband, Bob, are the proud owners and restorers of the historic Blair House at the top of the hill there, looking down on City Hall. So there's a little history about that that's quite interesting. We'll get to that in a moment. So, but before we bring Lisa on, a very interesting week with the primaries, where we saw what many are calling open season on incumbents, starting in the 11th Aldermanic District. Incumbent Len Miller lost his primary bid to get to the general election to challengers Alicia Halbenslaven and Aaron Spencer. So we wish Len well. I saw him at the city council on Thursday, and he was in good spirits, and wishes everybody else well. And so that should be a very exciting race between Alicia and Aaron, and we'll be paying attention to that for District 11, which is most of downtown. And then in the school board, we have, as the winners going on to the general election, Carrie Kozlowski, Mark Borowski, Markel Moore, Greg Dietz, incumbent, William Baumgart, incumbent, and challenger Sarah Harrison, who was on the show a few weeks back. So wishing everybody well. And also a big shout out to Amanda Medina Roddy, the incumbent, who was also on the show and a very good friend, who unfortunately finished seventh. And so, but we know that there's big plans for Amanda and her future coming up. So, and then of great interest to Lisa in the County Supervisor District 17, Brian Meyer finished first, and then finishing second as Lisa's husband, Bob Salb.
Yay, Bob.
So they will be button heads there in the general election. Alderman Corey Payne was running for county supervisor, and he finished third, not too far behind Bob, but Bob wins the opportunity to compete for this seat in the general election. So so in that spirit, let's welcome Lisa here. And Lisa, my first question is always an open-ended one. Tell us about yourself.
Well, good morning, Don. Thank you so much. This is my first time on the radio, so I'm very excited. Well, as you said, I am married to Bob. We'll be married 39 wow. years this year. We have 4 children, 7 grandchildren, 6 grand puppies, and a grand guinea pig, and a grand spider.
Wow. You're a grandmother. Wow. Hard to believe.
That's for sure. Yep. And also, we are up in the Tower Hill neighborhood, and we have the Tower Hill Neighborhood Association.
That's
there.
Right.
We're involved with that. We have 400 residences that we support and promote. And also, as you said, we have the Blair House and restoring that. Just this week, we had a tour of over 2 dozen ladies from
That's
the
right.
Executive Women's Club coming. And
I heard that was a wonderful event.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Great.
And so working on that, it will be a B&B when we get it finished. And
can't wait. Yeah,
that.
My wife Melissa and I are hoping to be the first guests or among that group. I'm sure there's a bunch of people on
a long list. I think our first year is probably booked, but that's good.
Well, hey, that's great news too. So terrific. So real quick on the Blair House, I just learned that it was the home of a long ago mayor, Waukesha mayor named Henry Blair.
That is correct. In fact, it was exactly 100 years ago that he ran for mayor, and he won. So we
wow.
are living in the mayor's mansion.
There could be a lattice of coincidence there, huh, Jason? Or maybe, you know, some sort of a mystique that could add to the campaign. And so Yeah, we just talked about the primaries, and some there were quite a few incumbents that took it on the chin. And do you think that will carry over, or that will bode well in your challenge to Mayor Ryan? I believe he's running for his third or fourth term.
He is. He has been in third for 8 years.
Okay. How do you think that bodes for you? Is this a trend, or are these election results specific to, like, I know the school board is its own animal, unfortunately. But do you think is there kind of an anti-incumbency trend going on?
Well, they always say that the incumbent has the advantage. But I hope it's a trend. That would be fantastic. I think the people are ready to have someone new up in the mayor's office.
Sure. What compelled you to run? Now, I know from my own experience as alderman that you show up at quite a few city council meetings. You give great public, I mean, you're very, and of course your work on Landmarks Commission. I know there were some great wins there too. And so, but what compelled you to run for the highest seat in city government?
Yeah, well, it is kind of funny when I go for public comment, they're like, you know what to do. Just go ahead, do your thing. I am ready to see some changes, and I've been involved with, like I said, the community and just people in the city in general, and they are wanting to see some changes too. So, in fact, yesterday I was having coffee with a gentleman who told me that Mayor Riley had asked him to sign his nomination papers. And so he asked the mayor, what would you do differently? And his response was nothing. So I'm ready to see some changes. People are concerned about the city spending. I had just pulled some of the paperwork from the finance department. And I don't know if you know this, Don, but the way that they have to compare apples to apples, it's easiest going from 2016. Now, Mayor Riley was in there in 2014. But if you compare the city's outstanding debt in 2016, the start, it was $156 million. Starting in 2022, the city's outstanding principal debt is $326 million. The debt has doubled in that time period. So the concerns are legitimate. And I want to see what we can do about that. We got to rein in the spending.
Terrific. And what would what are some specifics you have in terms of how the city could rein that in, or how we could maybe reduce that deficit? Or,
well, I hope the building spree is finished. We have the new city hall. We have the new Buckner Pool. We're getting new park pavilions that are over $500,000. Things like this that it just, we have to get that under control. And our taxes. From 20 to 21, the city's property tax levy was 2.72%. And looking at there's a board under the stairs at City Hall that have the public notices. And I pulled the one off the board yesterday. And for the 2022 budget, that number is summarized as 6.98% for 21 to 22. So that's a huge jump in the tax levy. Things like this we need to be taking a closer look at. And if Mayor Riley is saying nothing's going to change, and that number keeps going up, what do our residents have to look forward to in the next 4 years?
Sure. Sure. You know, and I appreciate you sharing, too. You've been very public about some of the struggles you and Bob have had over the years. And I've experienced something very similar. And, what would you do as mayor to relieve many of these burdens on our families in terms of, cost of living and maybe even job creation or more? Any specifics, especially based on your own experiences?
Yeah. Yeah, for one thing, just listening to the people, I was at the public meeting where the city engineers were talking about the two-way street development on North Street and St. Paul, and there was a woman there that got quite vocal, and she was saying, I've been telling the mayor my issues, and he's just not listening, and I just turned around and said, I'm running for mayor, and she said, I'm going to vote for you. So I think just hearing the people's concerns and wanting to help and do something about it. Another major thing that I'm hearing right now is the concerns of the water. Where are the water rates going to go? And that is something that I really want to focus on. We need to make the rate system more fair to the residential ratepayers. I saw, maybe you saw too, in the Freeman they had yesterday in the headlines in regards to Mayor Riley saying that the project is on time and on budget. And I'm thinking, on budget, in 2010, the budget for the Great Lakes Water was $164 million, and now it's at $285 million. When it was at that lower number, they were saying the cost would triple. So let's have some transparency. What does that mean for us if it's going to be $285 million? So far, we've seen it go from 15.88% in February of 2021 with the increase, and then the second increase is coming in at 7.61%. So that's 25%, but they're saying that it could quadruple. What is that going to look like for the taxpayers, and what can we do about it? Again, sure. If we're doing nothing differently with Mayor Riley, that's going to hit people where it hurts. So,
sure, terrific. And then Trinity, you mentioned too in a lot of your campaigns something about, you know, transparency, about, you know, giving people more of a voice. Mm-hmm. Could you speak more to that?
Sure. I had someone send me an email, and this was in regards to the Delafield Street redevelopment, okay, which is right down the hill,
sure,
and up to City Hall on Delafield Street there. And they had concerns. They didn't feel that their voice was being heard. And she actually said, "Can you fight City Hall?" And that just kind of hit me, because it's like, why does she feel that we have to fight City Hall? We are the people. We are City Hall. You know, that's not the way that it should be. And we had a petition. We circulated. We had over 70 people from our neighborhood that had signed it. And we presented it. And unfortunately, well, the options that were on the overview by the city were either choose to accept this contract by this developer, or if you don't, go with the other developer. Mm-hmm. And so the council members voted against the developer. Mm-hmm. So they were thinking, yay, okay, the residents got their way, but they changed a few words in there, switched the timeline a little bit, and that company came back and won the contract.
I lived through it, yep. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with mayoral candidate Lisa Salb and talking more about transparency and giving the people a bigger voice. Stay tuned.